they say, parking restrictions outside at 11 o'clock.
Should be finished by 11.
It's not worth it.
No.
Start your day with Terraway, North West London. First day, Chol HaMoed Pesach, Yud Zayin Nissan, 25th of April, Habacha Shimi Simons, Hallel on Pesach.
Moed, not trying to get the chance to speak in public here, so I hope I don't take too much advantage. And yeah, I'd like to speak in Yom Diema about Pesach. We know the first 2 days of Pesach in Chutz Haaretz, we say the full Hallel. In the rest of Pesach, we only say half Hallel. Don't be'etzem say anything. It's a minig that we say half the Hallel. We're not supposed to say any of it, really. The Gemara in Erech in Daf Yud. The Gemara says there's 18 days a year which a person finishes, says the whole Hallel. The Gemara says that there's 18 days. We say 8 days on Sukkos, 8 days on Chanukah, 1 day on Shavuos, and 1 day on Sukkot, on Pesach. And in Chutz Haaretz, there's 21 days. Well, because there's a Svek Deima, so there's 3 extra days. So we say another day on Pesach, another day on Shavuos, and another day on Sukkos. We say Amr Beirchim, Mishum Rabshim Ben Yair Tzadok, Shmoyna Ose Yomim, Shayach Gen Ben Esa Halel, Shmoyna Yimei Achag, Shmoyna Yimei Chanukah, Yom Tavishin Shal Pesach, Yom Tavishin Shal Atzeres, Ava Goyla Esa Me'echad, Tishi Yimei Achag, Shmoyna Yimei Chanukah, Vashin Yom Tavishin Shal Pesach, Shin Yom Tavishin Shal Atzeres. So it sounds like from the Gemara that the Gemara says that we have to say Yom Tavishin Shal Pesach. So, the Gemara asks the Kasha then. So, what? Meishanah b'chag da'aminin kal yema, or meishanah b'pesach d'le'a minon. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Pesach and Sukkos? Why on Pesach do you only say the first day, and why on Shavuot on Sukkos do we say every day? Answers the Gemara, kal yema d'chag chalukim korban yisein, the Pesach in chalukim korban yisein. On Sukkos, then every day we bring, then there's different types of korbanos on Sukkos, and on Pesach it's the same type of korban every day. Rashi and Tosfos and Chagiga in Tanis Daf Chaf Ches, they explain, what does it mean? Since on Sukkos, then, every day we bring a different type of korban, it's as if each day is like a different type of Yom Tov. Mashen Kim Pesach, we bring one type of korban every day of Pesach, and therefore it's like one Yom Tov, and one Yom Tov, you only need one Hallel. What comes out from the Gemara L'Chaira is that when you need one Hallel on Pesach, you just need one Hallel at one point on Pesach. It's not Be'etzim that you need it on the first day of Pesach. We say it on the first day of Pesach. It's not Be'etzim needed for the first day of Pesach. Indeed, it's brought down in the Briska Gada, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Paskind, about someone who didn't say Hallel on the first day of Pesach. He could say a different day of Pesach. If he didn't say the first day, he could have said it a different day. Because it's not Be'etzim Tola on the first day of Pesach. It just has to be done. For the Antav of Pesach, you have to say a Hallel. Reb Nissim Karelitz brings out in a more practical Nafka Minna about, he talks about a child who becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Pesach. So when everyone says Hallel on the first day of Pesach, he had no Chiyuv to say Hallel because he was a cotton. So when his Chiyuv starts on, let's say, the fourth day of Pesach, then he would have to say Hallel on the fourth day of Pesach. That's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim and Reb Nissim Karelitz. The problem is, on this, a few questions. Number one, the Gemara. When the Gemara says the 18 days that we have to say Hallel, the Gemara says Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Kunt Reb Chaim, it's not Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, it's one day in the Pesach. Why does the Gemara focus on the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach? It's just a dinin saying Hallel at one point on Pesach. And Reb Chaim himself, Be'etzim in the Loshon, he says himself that it should be done on the first day. If it's not done the first day, you could go and do it a different day. But why? What's the be'ikka to be done on the first day, and if not, do it on a different day? The chirik is just a din that it could be done at one point on Pesach. And more than that, the Gemara says that in Chutz Haaretz we say 2 days because of Sveik Deim, and we say 2 days Hallel. How we answer till now, it was just a din in saying on the first day Pesach, and now Sveik Deim, then you have to say it on 2 days Pesach. But according to our Reb Chaim's learning, it's not toil on the first day Pesach, it could just be done any day of Pesach. So why bechlaz a Sveik Deim, just say another day of Pesach, then Mamam Shachiyotza. Sveik Deim is only shaykh, let's say, by Seder night. Seder night is toil on the first day night of Pesach. We don't know what's the first night of Pesach, so we have to do it twice. But if there's no specific day when it has to be done, then just say it one of the days, and Mamam Shachiyotza will be okay. Either it's that day or it's the day before, but it doesn't make a difference. So what's Pshan Reb Chaim? L'chir alpi, the Gemara goes a bit vital. L'chir alpi that, we can try to understand Reb Chaim. The Gemara continues that the Gemara says there's the Gemara asks that if there's any time when it's Chaluk Korban Hussein, then we have to say Halal. So ask the Gemara, why Shabbos? Shabbos is we bring a Korban Musaf. Why don't you say Halal? And the Gemara, it's not called a Moed. Shabbos is not a Moed. The Gemara asks Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. Answers the Gemara, it's Leikdish Basias Melacha. There's no Issa Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. And so we don't say Halal when there's no Issa Melacha. Then the Gemara asks the Gemara, so Ebzai Chanukah. Chanukah, there's no Issa Melacha. And still we do say Halal. According to what the Gemara just said, anytime there's no Issa Melacha, we don't say Halal. So why 8 days Halal do we say, why the 8 days Chanukah do we say Halal? And if the Gemara, Shani, and if the Gemara Mishum Nisa, because Chanukah is a Nes is another reason why we say Halal. Even though it's Toigish Basias Melacha, it's enough to be Mechayev Halal. So we see from the Gemara, there's two different Chiyuvim which can come on, which can be Mechayev Halal. There's one Chiyuv, like we understood till now, same Chiyuv as Shavuos, same Chiyuv as Sukkos. There's a Chiyuv of saying Halal when there's a Yomta, which is Os Basias Melacha. And in such a day, then we have to say Halal. The Gemara is now being Mechadish, a new type of Halal. There's a type of Halal that's Mishum Nes. Zeichav a Nes, we say Halal. Which the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin says Halal Zayin Mi Amrei Nivim Shebinein Tikno Lehen Yisrael Shei Omer Moisei Al Kol Perek VePerek VeAl Kol Tzara VeTzara Shelo Tavo Yalein UKoshelin Nigalein Omer Moisei Al Gulasan. Again, the Gemara there says explains this new type of Halal, a type of Halal which is not for a Yom Tov or anything. It's a Halal that was Nikva by the Chachamim because of a Nes that happened to the Yidden. Yidden was saved, and therefore we have to say Halal for the thingy. For the Nes. So Mamela, that's what the Gemara says by Chanukah, even though it's not Be'etzem HaMayad, there's a new type of Mechayev because of a Nes. And the Gemara, that's what comes out. So it comes out if this Gemara that Pesach, there's two things happen. Of course Pesach, as we answer till now, is a Mayad, like as much as Sukkos and Shavuos is a Mayad, Mamela you have to say Halal. There's a second thing. There's also on Pesach the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, so Ebzoi Lecher, you would have to say Halal mitzad the Nes of it. Lecher it's Mavur like in Tosis and Sukkah the Aflam Tchesam Adalef. Tosis talks about the Gemara there talks about a woman saying Halal to be Moitzi a man. The Gemara says that a woman can't be Moitzi a man because a woman is not Mechayev in Halal on Sukkos. Tosis says so it's Mashma that Sukkos and Shavuos a woman is not Mechayev in Halal. Then Tosis says, Mashenkin, Tosis goes a bit weiter. Tosis says, Mashenkin, Chanukah. Chanukah, Tosis says, is a different swara of Halal. It's a swara of a Nes. And Ebzai, Afinay, Beis, a Nes. Tosis has a swara that because of a Nes, therefore, woman would also be Mechuyiv in such a Halal. Even though a Halal that's coming mitzad amoy, there wouldn't be Mechuyiv in. It's very Maduik. In the first half of Tosis says that it's Mashma from the Mishnah that women are potter. Tosis says that Legabe Sukkos, which the Gemara is talking about, and also Legabe Shavuos. Tosis conveniently misses out Pesach. Lecher, it's the same thing, because Pesach is coming mitzad also a Nes, and Ebzai, you're going to have the same swar by Pesach, you're going to have the swar of Afinoy Beis Anes, and Mele would come out that woman could be Chayev on Halal on Pesach. Just like the Chayev on Chanukah. The step is in Dagger Tosis, it's not like the Bi'aloch is in Dagger Faker Tosis. But that's how the Stiplism Dag tastes. Now, Lechero, this understanding, we can explain in Reb Chaim. Again, Reb Chaim said that there's no bet and there's no din of saying Halal on the first day of Pesach. It's a din of saying Halal on Pesach. So we asked a few kashas about the Yisoid was that. It says quite clearly in the Gemara that it's the first day Pesach. It's a chiv on the first day Pesach. So Lechero, I'll be Reb Chaim, we can explain that. We can explain to Reb Chaim that there's two reasons to say Halal on Pesach. There's a reason of Moed, which is applicable to all 8 days, like Reb Chaim said. If you don't say on the first day, you'll say on a different day. There's a second reason of Nes. The Nes was on the first day of Pesach when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says you should be saying Halal on the first day of Pesach to be yaita both reasons. Like that, you get the reason of Nes and you get the reason of Moed. That's Reb Chaim's Mechadish. If you don't say it on the first day Pesach, so you've missed out on saying Halal Mishum Nes, Chot, you could get it for the... You could be Yotza Halal on the second half just to be yotzei on the mitzad the moed. Even though you're going to miss out mitzad the nes, there's still a chiyuv halal to the moed. But of course, the chatchila should be said on the first day, partial because to be yotzei the nes as well. Chora.
What about Shvisha Pesach?
Shvisha Pesach is
the... You've got some nes as well of Kriyas Yamsov.
It's a separate nes, that. Yeah. Was Shvisha Tehala there also?
Yeah.
So there's a... Taz says about that was that the Mitzrayim went silent, we can't see Shira then.
So it's the Malachim, yeah. The Kodesh Baruch said Malachim. But we say Shira. We say Shira.
We do say, what, Halal?
We do say Shira, yeah.
Halal, yeah.
No, we say the Shira. I'm saying we do celebrate the...
There's no chiyuv, just like
I'm saying, suggesting like Yom Rishon, you say there are two chiyuvim, Pirso Minasa plus Yom Tov.
So when you got the
maybe Shvi'i Shal Pesach should be the same.
Yeah, but the
separate.
What's
the Medrash? Yeah, Shira. What? That was the Malachim. But we say Shira.
The Medrash says we got the in this world as well. We don't say Al Shom Shvi'i Shal Pesach. Masi like it be Yom. The Medrash tells us the Malachim. That's the Malachim coming to Shira. We can't say the Hill is very good. There's a Mechayavash Ness. That's good for the Medrash saying. Okay.
Can I speak after?
That's the Chiyuv. Reb Chaim's now very good according to this Gemara. Reb Chaim goes step by time, prove that Reb Chaim's Chiddush was clawing the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara goes later. The Gemara asks, Obzei, the Gemara asks Hanukkah, why do we say Halal? And the Gemara Mishum Nes. So then the Gemara asks, if every time there's a Nes we say Halal, so why Purim? Purim was a big Nes, the Yidden was saved, so why don't we say Halal? I'm Reb Yitzchak, Lefisha, Ein Omrim Shira al Nes Shebchutz La'aret. Anytime there's a nest, of course you have to say Halal, but only for a nest that was in Eretz Yisrael. A nest that was in Chutz La'aretz, then we don't need to say Halal. So ask the Gemara, Bahari Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the nest Shebchutz La'aretz too. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a nest that happened in Chutz La'aretz. It happened in Mitzrayim. It didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael, but Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. So episode, why do we say Halal? And if the Gemara answers that it was before the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, there, then the Chiv would be anywhere in the world if a Nes happened. The Gemara's kasha is very short. The Gemara asks, Tias Mitzrayim is Nesheb Chutz La'aretz, why do we say Halal? What's the Gemara's kasha? The Tori Evan Megillah, Yedaf Yedalad, asked the kasha, why, let's say Taka, for Nesheb Chutz La'aretz, we don't say Halal. Nesheb Chutz La'aretz, we Taka don't say Halal. Well, let's say we don't say Halal for Nesheb Chutz La'aretz. But the reason why Tias Mitzrayim, the reason why we say Halal on Pesach, is mitzad samoyed, like the Gemara said earlier. Pasha, just like Shavuos and Sukkos, we say Halal. Pesach would also say Halal. Maybe you're right. In Achanam, in Eshib Chutz La'aretz, but we don't say Halal. But here we're saying Alt samoyed, and that's why we have to say Halal. Nothing to do with the Nes. But if Yahweh explained in Reb Chaim, the Gemara is very Pasha. The Gemara is not coming mitzad. The Gemara is asking, why was the Gemara, why were they, when they kaveh Pesach on, Halal on Pesach, why were they kaveh on the first day of Pesach? Elamai, the Gemara knew, it must be that the Mechayev was partly because of a Nes. Because if the Mechayev was just out Yom Tov, like Sukkot and Chanukah, then there wouldn't have been a Chiv to say on the first day, there would have been a Chiv to say it at some point over Yom Tov. The fact that the Chacham were Mechayev to say it Dafka on the first day of Pesach, Elamai, then there was also the Mechayev was also to do with the Nes. If the Mechayev is also to do with the Nes, then on that the Gemara asked the Kasha, it was a Nesha B'chutz La'aretz, and why is that a reason to be Mechayev? And the chayr, it's a makor for Reb Chaim. That it's klal from Reb that the chayr. This is Gemara's klal. There's two dinim in it. Reb Zeh, if you're gonna miss one, then chod you could get the other one. Like Reb Chaim wanted to be mechadish. Chris Shkoyach and Adip Moed.
Shkoyach, Moed. Moed.